The 2017 Healthiest You Challenge, presented by UNC Healthcare, only has a few more days left to go, about a week left. A lot has happened along the way. We've got 8 different teams, 64 different competitors, and we've been following them all the way through. Our grand finale is Monday, March 8th, so mark your calendars for that. We'll find out who the winning individuals are, the winning teams are, but really everyone is a winner in this competition. 64 competitors, 8 teams. They all have their own coaches. And we are joined now by the coach of Team A Better Image Printing with UNC Healthcare, Haley Prudente, joining us on the phone for a conversation sponsored by UNC Healthcare and A Better Image Printing. But we're talking about the Healthiest You Challenge. Haley, thanks for being here today.
Hi, Aaron. Great to be here. Great to be on air.
So what is it that got you into coaching the Better Image Printing team this year in the first place? What got you into the Healthiest You Challenge?
So I'm actually interning at Middlemont, UNC Wellness Center at Middlemont, and it has been an awesome semester. I'm a senior at UNC, so this internship was just kind of part of our major. And at first, you know, it just kind of seemed like any other task to do, but this has really been a life-changing experience. I'm coaching a Better Image Printing team and the UNC Healthcare team as an intern, and also working pretty closely with Jamie on all the data and other forms that we have for the challenge. It has been so rewarding to work with the 15 participants on my teams, and they've just tried so hard to kick butt this challenge. Has been awesome.
Did you know when you got into this internship that you were going to be experiencing anything like this?
I knew it was going to be a really rewarding experience, but the level of, you know, satisfaction I've seen and experienced from this whole challenge is, you can't anticipate anything like that. When you have, on my teams, I have all women. So for 15 women to be juggling families and work and then still coming in and just totally crushing their workouts. I have one of the participants on my teams is actually tied for second place out of the 61 women in the challenge. So seeing women like her and everyone else is just totally giving their full effort. I never would have seen that coming. And then just when they show up, they're so energetic, even after a 12-hour shift. You know, it really gives me no excuse in my life why I can't do something if they're all here just killing it day in, day out.
So what have your teams been up to? I know different teams end up getting together and doing a bunch of different things depending on availability and scheduling and who's coaching. What have your teams been up to?
So we usually have 3 different workout slots per week because they do have the 2 teams. So usually Monday I have 2 hours back to back, and actually we'll have another one at 5 o'clock today just because a lot of women are working in the hospital. So sometimes those 12-hour shifts kind of make it impossible for them to make it on one of the days, so having 2 different days, 3 different hours, makes it a little bit more accessible to everybody. And we just have an hour workout. It's the same workout each time, so they can come do it twice. Today we might even get outside. It's so beautiful. And, we have our just the options for a weekly workout, and then a lot of them come in together and take classes or just do their own workouts too. So they've been very dedicated. I love it.
What have been the most useful resources?
Useful resources?
Yeah, like at the wellness center.
Having Jamie as an advisor has just been remarkable. Jamie and Susan. Susan's a ball of fire. Jamie, another one. You know, they're the energizer. Plenty of 2 of them. So having their guidance, you know, and just knowing that they both have confidence in me to not only allow me to be an intern, but even take on coaching 2 teams. I'm coaching one of the teams with Susan and another one with Liz Watt, the registered dietitian at the Wellness Center. But for them to kind of trust in my abilities as a trainer to take on these 2 teams, it's really been reassuring. But they're both great resources. Any questions or concerns that I've had, they've been more than helpful for. And I also have to thank Kathy DiMaggio at the Wellness Center as well for just always being so motivating, so energetic, and also give me this opportunity to work with all these fabulous competitors.
Speaking with Haley Prudente again, she's the coach of the UNC Healthcare team and A Better Image Printing team. We're talking about the Healthiest You Challenge for 2017. 64 competitors, 8 teams, always rewarding for everyone. And it's starting to wrap up. We've only got a little bit more than a week left. So what's your plan for your teams for the last week?
Yeah, definitely. hopefully just kicking butt. I kind of sent out a little bit of a motivational email to everybody, just trying to really instill in them, you know, not everyone is going to be first place. Obviously, that's why there's first place and second place, and that's where the membership, free membership options come in. But ultimately, it's you versus you, and just reminding them that this challenge, while they are competing against 64 people, ultimately the first competitor that they have is themselves. And being able to look back on who they were 8 weeks ago versus who they are now, and it's not all about the number on the scale, but it's about how much more energetic do they feel, how is that translating to their work and family environments, you know, reminding them that while a number may not always reflect whether it's their weight or their place in the challenge, just the what they see and what they feel in themselves is ultimately what we're all here for. So reinforcing that and trying to get them all to just score as many points as they can, hopefully more than they have in previous weeks, this final week, and just finish strong.
Talking with Haley Prudente, again, one of the coaches for the WCHL Chapelboro Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. You can visit our website, chapelboro.com, to check out a lot of what you've missed so far. If you're listening out there and you want to keep up, we've got the finale coming up on Monday, May 8th at 6:30, so mark your calendars for that. Haley, before we let you go, I know 64 competitors, but a lot of people signed up for this and didn't get chosen as one of the 64, and a lot of other people didn't sign up for this year's competition, but we're all trying to get healthier, get fitter. So what is your one piece of advice for people who are looking to make that change in their lives to get healthier, get more fit? What's step one?
I mean, step one is just get moving. You can't be afraid. Like I said before, it is a challenge and it is a competition just against yourself. So really just don't be afraid to take the leap. What do you have to lose, you know? You can always go in with a buddy or a family member or a loved one. You know, I know gym intimidation can be a factor, but really if you just kind of go in, and I call them the BS blinders, put them on, do your workout or, you know, whatever you set out to do. Just think about your goals the whole time and just get out there and do it. You know, no excuses.
Sounds awesome. Again, Healthiest You Challenge going on for another week. Chapelboro.com if you want to catch up with everything that you've missed. Monday, May 8th is the finale at 6:30, so tune into WCHL for that. Haley Prudente, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck in the last week.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.